Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli, now.
Hey, 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 Burn Brighters. I am so excited to be here with you today. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope you're as thrilled as I am about this opportunity to transmute and transform. These are in transformative times we're living in right now. And we've got a lot to talk about today. So glad you're here. And first and foremost, congratulations, we made it. Today is the great conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter at 0 degrees in Aquarius. Cue the applause. We've made it to the Aquarian age and the crowd goes wild, right? So we're gonna have some fun today. We are going to talk about some serious issues. We will, you know, talk about the light and the dark. But I'm hoping that you find today to be truly inspiring, uplifting, and I hope you leave this our time together today with the support that you might be looking for and feeling extra good and knowing that there's a lot of hope and a lot of transformation on the horizon here. So if you're new to my show, I'm Jennifer Marcinelli. I am author of my first book, From Burning Out to Burning Bright, Get Your Life Back by Healing Your Thoughts, Memories, and Emotions. And if you have that copy handy today, we're going to be referring to page 60 and a couple of other items we're in here talking about. And I also, as well as a board certified holistic nurse, I also am certified in various energy medicine modalities of gemstone, diamond therapy, NLP. And I also do a lot of work with medical astrology, and I provide spiritual care for any of my clients who would like to have that. So this is an amazing time for Burn Bright today and for all the community out there as we are officially kicked off into the Aquarian age where science and spirituality have finally come together. Can you give me an amen? And holistic healthcare energy medicine practitioners rejoice everywhere. So score one for the good guys. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on. And I'm hoping the title of this whole show today is how to unstick yourself from 2020 to take flight in 2021. But, you know, let's adjust the name a little bit. Let's get real. Let's unstick ourselves from 2020 and just start kicking butt. How about that? So let's just start with a little bit of a review of what took place in 2020 and why we've seen, you know, WTF, what the heck happened to our lives, right? Why we went through all of this. So as a brief refresher, you've heard me talking about this for the last 18 months straight. January 12th of 2020, we had the grand stellium, the major event that has not happened in 500 years, where we had six planets conjunction right on top of each other in Capricorn, and we knew the changes were going to be big, okay? And we knew this was going to throw us into a tremendous period of time of change and purging, and we knew that. We just didn't know what it was going to look like. And now here we are at the end of this incredible year. It's been very difficult for, I would say, many, if not all of us, myself included, yours truly. But now here we are. We're at the end of it, and we survived. We thrived, hopefully. And now we've got this opportunity with Jupiter and Saturn coming together at 0 degrees in Aquarius today. And this is an incredible opportunity to really start fresh and to really get going into our new lives that are going to be launched in 2021. So to take a step back a little bit, just a moment, 2019, if you'll remember, the universe, God in the universe had us breaking up with codependency, right? All of our relationships, whether it was with a partner, with a spouse, whether it was a family member or a coworker, a manager, a boss, or even in our career, any of those relationships that were out of balance, where one was doing most of the giving and one was doing most of the taking, and it was an unhealthy for both parties, we were forced to break up with those. We broke up with codependency, right? And then that launched us into 2020. So I'm sure, and I want to hear from you too. So please call into the station or come onto social media. Let me know how this has presented itself in your life. And as everybody knows, okay, this happened to me as well. As you know, confessions of a holistic nurse here, I've just survived a catastrophic divorce where, you know, my former spouse and his attorney felt the need to leave me with a radical downsized, right? I radically downsized. I lived in a hotel for a year and left me with $1,800 left to my name. So look, I'm just saying that the universe runs in cycles of tremendous contraction followed by expansion. So now this is a new perspective of looking at some of these changes that we've had to make, things that have had to decay around us, the influence of Pluto, decaying things that no longer serve us. These have to leave. We have to sometimes radically contract so that we can then expand into our new life. So I'm hoping we're going to provide some fresh perspective on what 2020 was all about and what we have to look forward to in 2021. And just bearing in mind, we have just come through this total solar eclipse on December 14th in Sagittarius, which initiated changes that are going to give us the nourishment and the energy to move through the next 6 months. So if you haven't done so already, take a look at your life from the beginning to mid-December and take a look at what that solar eclipse did for you. What gift was in that for you and your life? And of course, today, the Great Conjunction. This is so exciting, okay? This hasn't, in you know, Jupiter and Saturn, 0 degrees in Aquarius, officially launching one of the major launches of the new Aquarian age. And there's a lot going on. Now, I'm going to take a step back from my excitement and get real just a little bit with you, okay? Because I think it's also very prudent to give ourselves a little bit of credit and to also tone it down just a touch for a little bit, because many of us in 2021 from today moving forward are going to do really well. We've made the changes. We've been doing our inner work. We have let go. We've removed from our lives what was in our highest and best spiritual good for us and for all concerned. We've removed that from our lives. We've made the space so that the new can now be received into our lives. And we're going to do exceptionally well in 2021. And many people also are going to have difficulties in 2021. We're all in a continuum. All of this operates in our own time and space. So rule number one for today, this is a blame-free, shame-free zone. Don't blame yourself. Don't shame yourself. Don't blame anyone else. And don't shame anyone else. On the other hand, we are going to call a spade when a spade needs to be called, okay? So if you are today, here on December 21st, the day of the Great Conjunction, if there is someone out there who is feeling stuck, don't feel alone. Let's go here for just a moment. I'm going to dive deep into this for just a bit. Because first of all, if you've had a year or a couple of years maybe of significant personal, professional, mental, emotional, or spiritual challenges, first of all, you're not alone. And all of us are scheduled to come through those at our own time. And one of the things we're going to talk about today is the hero's journey. And Benny, here in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to cue up the visual of the hero's journey. And we're going to talk about where we all are on this and what help we might need, what support we might need. So let's go into that now. And as you're looking at the photo here, the PDF of the hero's journey, as a refresher, the first thing that happens is we have a call to adventure. Something happened that said, okay, your life is going to change and something is going to happen that will change your life and there's no going back, okay? Now, collectively, we all know what happened at the beginning of this year that changed things for everybody. So on the macrocosm, we had a big pandemic, drastically changed our lives. And on the microcosm, in our personal lives, we've had this as well. So this comes in, we start getting supernatural aid. We start working with all types of assistance from our spiritual guides or what have you. And along the way through this journey, as we take our step, we receive helpers and mentors. And I'm just gonna pause here for a moment because a big part of the hero's journey is to know when to get help and to know when to receive the help of other people when it's necessary. And as anyone who's, if you're new to my show or if you've been following me for the last couple of years, you've heard me talk a lot about this. Yes, I am an energy medicine practitioner, but practitioners have practitioners. And I can tell you with my own hero's journey and my dark night of soul that I have just survived, if you will, I would not be alive with you here today. I would not have survived without all of the help. First and foremost, from my spiritual guides and from various practitioners, my primary care physician, some specialist experts physicians, as well as other energy medicine practitioners, including Reiki, gemstone therapy, diamond therapy, and tremendous amounts of spiritual care and zone therapy as well. So as we go on this journey, if you find yourself in a place where you are just really needing support, ask for it. And let's take it a step further, because if you're somewhere in your journey, if you're on the bottom of this chart, if you're in the abyss of death and rebirth, okay, this is where you get your revelation. And I personally just came out of this, okay? I just spent pretty much 2 years walking through the underworld. I felt like Neo, Morpheus, and Trinity down in the basement with the Merovingian, you know, my walk through Hades. and then you come back, you know, you go through this absolute abyss where everything is coming at you from every side and you're not sure you're going to live through it. And you then come up from the underworld and you're like, okay, now I've got to dramatically change my life and get on. So let's talk a little bit about what the abyss can look like, because I've got a client testimonial we're going to be sharing after the break as well. But let's talk about this, because what I hear most frequently, I would say, from my clients or from callers that either call in or clients that actually come in to work with me, is that many people are experiencing depression. And first of all, depression and our mood and our emotional should flow. Our mood and our emotions should flow, and they are naturally cyclical. So when something difficult happens to us, it is normal for us to feel depression. And that is a gift, actually. It's a part of the human experience. And experiencing depression and experiencing anxiety is one of the symptoms that we get from our physical body and from our emotional body that cues us that a change must be made in our lives. And we are the only person who can make these changes in our lives. However, once you make those changes, your emotions should stabilize. And then as you heal, your emotions should come back up again to where you're experiencing joy and happiness. If your depression, if you've found that your depression or your sadness has bottomed out, if you will, and you're not able to get back up on your own, or if you are actually experiencing despair, or if you are experiencing hopelessness, reach out for help, okay? Get help. Because these energies that with this great conjunction and the energies we're going to be getting over the next several months, this is serious, guys. Don't mess with this energy. If you feel stuck and you can't lift yourself up, get help. I'm really going to push you a little bit really hard on this today, okay? go to your primary care physician, ask for a mental health, emotional health referral. Go to your employee assistance program at your place of employment. Find at your, and don't take no for an answer, okay? Be insistent that you need a referral to a practitioner of some sort that you resonate with and that can help you get through this period of time, okay? I have a psychotherapist. We're going to go into some of that even on my next show. It was necessary to survive divorcing a narcissist, okay? I myself have a psychotherapist, actually a world-renowned psychotherapist who specializes in narcissism and psychotherapy and working with psychopaths. And Confessions of a Holistic Nurse, guys, I would not be alive today without the assistance of all of these resources, including, I'm just gonna say this, he's a world-renowned psychotherapist and he kicks butt and he's really helped me, okay? So there are resources for you out there, but you've gotta ask for help and do it, okay? Ask for help and receive the help. So I wanna take a next step before we go to break and let's talk about not just the mental and emotional pressures of depression, but I also wanna talk to you about some of the other causes of depression, because I think we need to raise awareness on this. I wrote a blog about it last year that did really well and I got a lot of phone calls about it. And depression that does not ease, sadness that does not ease, feelings of hopelessness or despair can be classic signs of entity contamination, okay? Entity contamination, again, this is not Hollywood, okay? We're not going into, you know, the big classic movie where you have to call a priest. But entity contamination really is negative or unwanted energy that has gotten stuck in our aura or managed to get into our energy field in some way that you're not able to clear off on your own. So some of the classical signs of entity contamination are you may be experiencing more than usual need for sugar. You know, you may be trying to numb yourself to the pain of your depression or to experience a temporary high. So you're using sugar, perhaps consuming alcohol, perhaps gambling in some form to lift your mood. You may be looking to sex, or you may be experiencing anger, rage, or blaming others. And even especially around this time of year, retail therapy can be a problem, guys. Okay, so you might be using that as a temporary way to lift your mood. With entity contamination, what's actually happening is a negative form of energy has attached itself to your energy field, perhaps on the aura, or perhaps into the energy field itself, for example, and it might look like this. I'll show you, we're on page 60 of my book. And some of these, it's just unwanted energy that's just like house dust that you can dust off. But sometimes negative energy, which is an actual entity, is sentient, meaning it has consciousness. It's from one of the other dimensions or layers of reality close around us. And what it does is it attaches to your aura or to your physical body or into your energetic anatomy. And it's kind of using you to feed its jollies, if you will, okay? So one of the classic signs that you have entity contamination, again, sugar, alcohol, gambling, sex, inappropriate retail therapy, okay? Anything like that. If you think that you could use some support for this, if you think this is something you might be dealing with, first of all, no blame, no shame, it happens to all of us, okay? It's a part of living down here on earth. The good news is it can be absolutely taken care of. And you'll need to find a practitioner that resonates with you, that you feel comfortable with, and a practitioner that is very skilled at dislodging entities, okay? Not a problem. And we'll talk about this, but on my website, burnbrighttoday.com, I'm also going to offer a special for the next several weeks to get energy clearing, a negative energy clearing session, a 1-hour negative energy clearing session for $97. So less than the price of a mani-pedi, you can get some of these unwanted little, you know, unwanted guests removed and get yourself burning bright again. So As we're coming up to the break here, Benny, you let me know when you're ready. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk about the next segment. We'll be talking about the medical astrology update, what I'm seeing in my practice. And I'd really like to read a client testimonial. I think I have her kind permission to read this client testimonial to you. So when we come back from break, we'll look into that. So thank you, Benny, and take us on break, and we'll see you guys back here in a few minutes.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationDocRadio.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, 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 Burn Brighters. So glad you're back. I'm so excited again to be with everyone today on this grand conjunction. And if you're new to my show, I'm Jennifer Marcinelli. I'm a board certified holistic nurse. I absolutely love medical astrology. I am a super fan of gemstone and diamond therapy. And I absolutely love to provide spiritual care for any of my clients who might need that support or ask for it. So thank you for coming back and thank you for tuning in. And I'm so excited to be with you today again. These are such transformative times and we've all gone through a lot. So what we're talking about today is unsticking yourself from 2020 so that you can take flight into 2021. And let's just say it, let's call a spade, get back to kicking butt, right? In the new way, because the old way of life is gone. It is never coming back. And I don't know about you, but thank God. And we're going into our entire new way of being, the Aquarian age. I mean, we've been waiting for this, some of us, for many, many lifetimes. So it's a time to really rejoice and get the last of our work done in these last few weeks and these next couple of months so that we can truly just soar into 2021 and start enjoying some of the fruits of our labor, these changes that we've made. So in this segment, I usually do this segment where we talk about what I'm seeing in my energy healing practice as a board certified holistic nurse and energy healing practitioner. And I thought today, I kind of got the nudge to share this client testimonial with you. And let's just see, you let me know if this resonates with someone out there today. And I have this client's kind permission to share this testimonial. And we're just going to refer to her as Cynthia from the greater Houston area, okay? Cynthia has been a client with me now for a few months. She's a 58-year-old female. She's a professional. She's a realtor, property management. And she first came to me with many symptoms, some of which were fear. She was experiencing fear, anxiety, unable to stand in her power. And she was experiencing dizzy spells and anxiety attacks and just long-standing depression. And after her first session, and this particular client session, she signed up for comprehensive, two-hour comprehensive sessions, where we combined the modalities of medical astrology, gemstone diamond therapy, as well as neuro-linguistic programming and spiritual care sessions. So this testimonial comes in after two comprehensive two-hour sessions. And I'll just pick some of this and read it to you again with her kind permission. And she starts off by saying something that I think is just really apropos, that the COVID slowdown this year has really helped her tremendously. It helped her slow things down to her pace. And some of this I'll just quote directly, and some of this I'll paraphrase. As badly as I was mistreated when I was raised, and as much as I lived in the hate for my mother, I forgave her this weekend at the cemetery, thanked her for all the lessons she delivered to me and for bringing me here. I realized when she passed in 1994, I had spent my entire life living to hate her. I didn't know what else to feel about life, so I was left with an emptiness of who I was and what my purpose of life was. I simply didn't know myself. I was so traumatized from the 14 years of constant abuse. I was paralyzed emotionally for all of these years, and I still am on some levels. Learning to recognize and embrace it and let it go and grow. My core will always exist with these lessons of fear and survival mode, but I think I'm becoming more able to ascend to a safer place on this plane, hopefully, and I'm aware. The work you do is amazing to me. You may not have been able to reach me prior to this divine timing. I was busy with all the chaos and distractions occupying my mind, keeping me from knowing my own truths. Things are changing with me, and I hope I stay in this state in a way of ego in my old self. I like this person I am feeling right now. The cemetery is a good place for me to reflect and contemplate. I am grounded, silent, alone, at peace with earth and the sky and the woods. It quite suits me at this time. This would not have reached me had it not been for your healing therapies that physically reached me. You are my breakthrough. Not sure that this is a high enough compliment, but it is what is intended. You are responsible for this pivot in my journey. I am so thankful to you. Your work ethic and the way you conduct your business is of the utmost professional and organic and spiritually clean practices I have ever seen. Coming from my background with all my feelings of unworthiness, shame, and spiritual emotional hell I grew up with, being around people of education, money, wealth, power, and confidence terrifies me. I have always remained in the shadows and tried to be a ghost, invisible. I have learned to be a chameleon to survive. I struggle being in the presence of people who are in their power and confidence. I run from them. I stutter. I will have anxiety attacks. I suffer in the presence of people in their power and confidence. I suffer in the presence of these types of people. Now I have this job. I manage a building full of wealthy, educated people, and I'm acclimating myself. And after almost 6 years, to feel somewhat in my power, not an equal, but not so intimidated by these people here. And she goes on to say, I am transforming. I always knew I would get to this place. I have worked for this and been aware and feel it coming to me now. Not sure how to explain this, but with you, I don't think I need to. You understand me. I am very grateful to have you as my healer in this life. I'm blessed to know you and very grateful that you're in my life and that I was paying attention at this time. And we finally met on the level I needed to receive you into my life at this right time. I thank you for all of your work, time, and energy that you have given unconditionally to me and my soul. Words are not enough to express this. You are a unicorn. Cynthia, thank you for your kind words. But you are the one who's done your healing. You did this. Yes, I have the honor and privilege to be chosen by you to serve you on your healing journey. And yes, I'm certified, and yes, I am a practitioner, and yes, I am gifted with many healing modalities, and I'm gifted with the skills and abilities to assist you. But Cynthia, you did this. You reached out for help. You received and asked for your spiritual care. You are the one who was able to open yourself, look at yourself, and do your own work to get to where you are today. And I just want to cheer you on, girl, because you've got this. In 2021, you're going to be a rock star. And I'm so happy for you. Now, as a practitioner, I would just like to share with you, and I have her kind permission to share with you, that in these two sessions, in the first beginning session, we did a tremendous amount of negative energy clearing. And again, I'll show you a brief picture. This is just an example of what some things might look like. And if you have the book, turn to page 65. This is just an example of some of the anomalies in the energy field where negative energy can get trapped, or we can get injuries or traumas from our upbringing into our energetic field. And these can be repaired with various modalities, especially with gemstone and diamond therapy. And in Cynthia's case, in the second session, we did an entire rebuild of her stomach chakra using gems and diamond therapy. And her chakra was completely collapsed within and had to be completely rebuilt. And the results were absolutely amazing. And the changes in Cynthia's life that I've had the honor to witness as her practitioner have been astounding. I was invited to assist her, to go with her a day that she had to defend herself in court and present her case, actually. And I saw a client who came to me months ago, scared, afraid, and powerless against people that she perceived to be more powerful than she. And what I saw that day in a courtroom, she stood up and presented her case, a business case that had gone wrong, a business case where the contractor had not provided work per their agreement. And I saw someone stand in her power and defend herself and did a fantastic job. And I am so proud of you. And it's just amazing, and gratitude to all of the individuals that were part of this healing session, the gemstones, the diamonds, and your spiritual guides who assisted you. And just as a practitioner, I just want to say how amazing it is to see you standing in your power and coming from love. You're doing a fantastic job, and sweetheart, you're going to kick butt in 2021. So let's pause here for a moment and call in if you like, if you have some questions, or if you'd like to, for me to go into this a little bit more, if you'd like me to talk a little bit more about chakra therapy, which we'll do in the next segment. We'll take a break here in just a moment, Benny. Let's pause here, take a break from after this client testimonial. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about chakra repair. And I'm going to give you something free and easy that you can begin to do right now to help support your chakras. You can do it anytime, anywhere. I'll walk you through it and you'll have this. And we'll close with some tips and takeaways. And also another warm invitation. Visit my website, burnbrighttoday.com. Call the 1-800 number to schedule a negative energy clearing session. 1-800-357-9075 to book your session. Running a special for the next few weeks, $97, guys. Less than a mani-pedi, you can get the energy, negative energies cleared off of you. Clear off the holiday blues if you have them, get unstuck, and get moving forward to 2021. So thank you, Benny. If you'll take us on break, see you, everyone, in just a few minutes.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Hey, 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 Burn Brighters. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Burn Bright Today Radio. And I'm Jennifer Marcinelli, board certified holistic nurse. I have the honor and privilege of serving in my energy medicine practice with local, national, international clientele and their pets. So as you can tell from our segment earlier, you can tell this is a family show, and some of my fur babies made a cameo appearance, and they may do so again. And we're actually going to talk a little bit about that in this segment, because let's talk a little bit about what you must do to unstick yourself from 2020 to take flight in 2021. And I would say there's probably three major things. The number one thing you must do to unstick yourself is to strengthen your aura. And let's talk about a few ways that you might know to do that already. Some of the most simple ways that you can strengthen your own aura is to spend quiet time alone every day, and create, if you haven't already, a meditation or a contemplation practice. 20 to 30 minutes every day, just you, to connect with the divine. 30 minutes is ideal, and twice a day is absolutely ideal, especially through these times, or more if you need it right now. Anytime we spend time alone in solitude and we connect with the divine, that helps not only give us our divine guidance that we need to get through life and to get the understanding and the answers to the questions. You know, we're praying for answers, and we receive the result, the answer to our questions this way. But this also is incredibly powerful to help strengthen your aura. And the stronger your aura is, the more you have your own individuation, you will, your own individual, your own self as soul, where the unwanted energies of other people or negative energies of others, thoughts, words, and deeds of other people, they just can't get in to pester you as much. So number one, find a way to strengthen your aura. And if you're not already, I strongly encourage you to add meditation or contemplation 20 to 30 minutes twice a day. Get out in nature if you can. Next thing is number two, spend high quality time with your children or your pets if you have them, and really take the time to share gratitude, be fully present in the moment with your children and with your pets, and really connect with them heart to heart. Truly let them know how grateful you are that they're here with you. And as you pet or stroke your fur babies, if you will, remember to send love through your hands. And if you haven't done this or haven't done this recently, write in and tell me about what happens, if you will. Let your pet know how much you love them, adore them. And as you pet your pets, remember to send love through your hands. It's transforming. It's transforming healing energies, because truly our pets need us as much as we need them. And it's truly a very symbiotic, healing, loving relationship that we can have. So number three is these last couple of weeks of the year, if you're able to, I would also recommend, you know, December is a seven universal month, and the number seven also helps promote sabbatical. And sometimes what happens, the old way of doing things and the Pisces age way of doing things, is we would take time off work, so to speak, or not. And we just fill that time with too many to-dos. Too many holiday parties, too much running around, too many family gatherings or friend gatherings. We were running so hard that we're so busy doing that we're missing the true meaning of a holiday. And that is to take a break from it all, to go into solitude and to rest and to recover and to restore. And I can just say that personally and professionally, if there's ever been a year that we truly need to take a holiday break, I'm sure everybody would agree 2020 is it, right? So really take the time to rest, recover, and restore. And I'm gonna circle back here just a moment. And just a refresher and a reminder that as we move into this Aquarian age, there is still a significant amount of work that we'll all be doing to get us in through into the Aquarian age. Lighter days are coming, lighter days, brighter days are coming, but we still have more work to do, myself included, okay? So I would just, again, firmly encourage you and empower you to get the help you need, Don't take no for an answer. Call your primary care physician, ask for a referral. Go to your employer, to your HR department, your human resources representative, ask for a referral to a resource that can assist you with the negative energy, that can assist you with the physical, mental, emotional pain or challenges that you might be dealing with. And if you are dealing with addiction, again, this is a no blame, no shame zone, okay? Ask for help and get the help you need. There are so many practitioners out there ready and willing to help. And to quote the great Elton John in his interview after his movie Rocket Man, he said, look, you are the one who's saving yourself when you ask for help, okay? It is not a codependent thing to ask for help. You are the one saving yourself when you reach out and ask for help. And I just want to really encourage you to do so. And from a practitioner perspective here at Burn Bright Today, I just want to let you know that at my website, burnbrighttoday.com, give me a call, my 1-800 number, and book a session. I'm offering a special through the holidays, through the next several weeks, for a negative energy clearing session. It's a 1-hour session at the low, low price of $97, less than the price of a mani-pedi. You can get some of this stuff cleared off and get you going on your way, all right? So I'm very excited to offer that to you. Give me a call, 1-800-357-9075 if you think you need that help. And in the next few minutes that we have here today, I also want to talk about what's coming up. I'm very excited to tell you that I'll be rebranding and relaunching Burn Bright Today. It's going to have a new look and feel. We're taking it up a notch. We're up-leveling my services. We're going to upload the look of the website. We're going to upload, upgrade high level, offer expanded services. And I will just tell you, all of you who have been following me for the last couple of years, 18 months to 2 years, know that I personally have just come through my own hero's journey. I have just come through my own dark night of soul. I'm 52, so I was born in 1968. And so for those of us born around 1968, as well as my clients that I have that are born around the same time as me, we've just finished what's called our Chiron return. And this is a little bit of medical astrology. But the Chiron return is, you've probably heard of Saturn return, where the old gets broken down, you relook at that previous phase of your life, and then you start anew. Chiron return actually is much more intense, where you experience a decay of everything that is no longer serving you, so you can move on to the next phase of your life. And you'll be forced to leave things behind that are no longer good for you. And the pressure, 360 degrees, spherical in nature, okay? The pressure that I experienced in my Chiron return and that my clients have experienced in their Chiron return is that of making of a diamond. And it's true that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It is actually true. And as a part of the Chiron return, it is the most significant phase of your life, because actually it's as significant as being born. And what takes place is you as soul, that highest part of you that is divine, and you have agreed to with your soul contract for this lifetime to go through a series of events over a couple of years or so, where you will relive in the outer reality down here in your physical world, your birthing process. And you will relive and re-experience the pain and trauma of your birth process and that of your mother. So we retain cellular memory of any of the emotions, the pain or the trauma that our mother was experiencing during the gestation period while she was carrying us. And we re-experience through literally the birth process coming down the birth canal. We're going to re-experience the cellular memory of that event of our mother and as of ourselves. And it is not meant to be a cosmic joke. It is not meant to be a punishment. It is not meant to take you out, okay? What it is meant to do is to have us meet ourselves every step of the way and face ourselves, take responsibility for it, heal from it, and move forward. And we're also going to now meet what our mother went through, face what our mother went through, heal it, clear it, so we can move on. Now, talk is cheap, and that is why talk therapy is an important part of the healing process. Psychotherapy and talk therapy is extremely important. But I can tell you that I personally would not have survived my Chiron return, my dark night of soul, without a holistic approach. My primary care physician and the additional modalities of gemstone, diamond therapy, these modalities are incredibly powerful to help get these injuries that have come into our energetic field. Again, I'll show you a brief picture. To get some of these healing, these energetic anatomies or traumas out of our aura, out of our subtle bodies, and out of our memory bodies so that they can be healed and lifted and we can move forward to a fresh start and a fresh start to a new life where we're healed and whole and we can go on and do what we're here to do. We take the wisdom of that with us. It becomes our legend, if you will. It becomes our legacy, and we move forward with what we're here to do. Now, if you perhaps feel stuck and you perhaps feel like you haven't been able to make those changes, there are energetic reasons this can happen to you. And I just strongly empower you to reach out and find a practitioner that resonates with you and get the help that you need. Gemstone and diamond therapy work across time and space. They work with the subtle bodies, they work with the chakras, the meridians, and they can help provide the healing modality that you may need to get you through this and get you into 2021 and kicking some serious butt. Now, in the last few minutes, I would like to offer, and Kellen, if you will, our new producer, my new rock star producer, if you'll pop up the on the screen, the chakras. I'd like to provide and walk you through something you can do. This is free. You can do it on your own any point in time. This is an excellent way to begin a meditation, if you will. What you see here are the seven main chakras. So begin by getting centered. And if you have a mantra or a prayer that you like to say, you may sing the hue. And we link down in the details a link to the hue if you'd like to experience or download that, the app. It is an ancient name for God. It helps open your heart and get you centered and connected with the divine. So I'm starting at the top with your crown chakra. Take two full deep breaths, nice and slow, in and out. And imagine your lungs at the top of the crown chakra. Breathe out, breathe in. Breathe out, breathe in. Take your time with this. Then move to the brow chakra. And imagine your lungs, or imagine your breath coming right from your brow chakra. Breathe out, breathe in. Breathe out, breathe in. Next, the throat chakra. Two long, slow, deep breaths. Breathe out, breathe in. Breathe out, breathe in. Moving down to the heart chakra. Two long, slow, deep breaths. Breathe out, breathe in. Breathe out, breathe in. Down to the stomach chakra. Breathe out, breathe in. Breathe out, breathe in. Down to the sacral chakra. Breathe out and in, out and in. And finally, the root chakra. Long, slow, deep breaths, as deep and as far out as you can. Out and in, out and in. Do this as many times a day as at any time you do, anytime. What this can help do is bring the breath of life, the breath of life, the breath that comes from God, the breath that comes from the divine, and get these chakras moving. If you find that you're experiencing difficulty, like you feel like you can't breathe through it, or you choke, or you just, it feels restricted in some way, those are classic signs that you could benefit from chakra repair. Okay, so you can look into that if that resonates and you're looking for that type of support. So again, I leave you with that little tips and takeaway. Breathe in and out through your chakras. As you get them moving, then you can do all seven at once, once you become a little experienced with it.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.